This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel strikes Gaza overnight as the army vows it will not be distracted from the war after Iran's unprecedented attack heightened fears of a wider conflict and prompted calls for de-escalation. What's next between Israel and Iran? AP correspondent Joe Fetterman speculates.
What happens next depends largely on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu previously has said anybody who strikes Israel will in turn be struck back. But he's under pressure, heavy international pressure, not to do anything and further escalate things.
U.S. President Joe Biden will have a critical meeting today with Iraq's leader. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Joe Biden is set to meet today with Iraqi Prime Minister Shia al-Sudani as tensions have strengthened in the Middle East over the war in Gaza and Iran's weakened attack on Israel. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Sunday, U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood said Iran's actions have threatened the region.
Iran's reckless actions not only posed a threat to populations in Israel, but also to other U.N. member states in the region, including Jordan and Iraq.
Portions of Iran's Saturday drone and missile attack on Israel flew or were launched from Iraq, and Iranian proxies have initiated attacks against U.S. interests throughout the region from inside Iraq, making today's meeting between Biden and Iraq's prime minister all the more critical. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Haitian party set to form a long-awaited governing council call for the body to be installed as soon as possible, accusing the outgoing prime minister of changing the terms of their earlier deal. And China's growing hold over Pacific nation Solomon Islands is alarming, a powerful opposition figure tells AFP, ahead of elections that could strengthen Beijing there. This is VOA News. Today is the opening day of the hush money trial for former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Jury selection is slated to begin in the history-making trial in New York, the first criminal case brought against a former U.S. president in modern history. Donald Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records, allegedly to keep porn actress Stormy Daniels quiet about an affair, which he denies. This weekend, Trump said,
"Have a good time watching."
Trump's trial will begin like everyone else's with the selection of a jury of his peers. But unlike most other cases, potential jurors will be asked if they ever attended a Trump campaign event or what talk shows they listened to. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A year has passed since war broke out in Sudan on April 15, 2023. VOA spoke to a volunteer at one of the last functioning hospitals in Omdurman. Henry Wilkins reports.
Fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has ravaged Sudan's twin cities of Khartoum, its capital, and Omdurman, its largest. Millions have fled the metropolitan area because of the fighting. Some have stayed, however. Momin Ahmed Abbas volunteers at one of Omdurman's last functional hospitals and refuses to flee the city.
I cannot abandon them, especially when they rely on my support.
He says the situation is desperate at the hospital, which lacks medical supplies and security and is vulnerable to frequent airstrikes and fighting. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
And in other world news headlines, Azerbaijan and Armenia cross swords at the International Court of Justice amid rising tensions, with Baku accusing Yerevan of using the high-profile hearings to wage a media campaign. The country of Georgia braces for fresh protests against a planned legislation mirroring a controversial Russian law on foreign agents that critics say could be used to silence and intimidate dissidents. Croatia heads to the polls for parliamentary elections that have centered around a bitter fight between the country's longtime rivals, the president and the prime minister. The highest-ranking Syrian military official to be tried in Europe appears before a Stockholm court for his alleged role in war crimes committed in 2012 during Syria's civil war. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. You can follow us on social media, too. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.